I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia is now being considered fertile ground for ISIS recruiters. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
And Chechnya is one of the republics within the Russian Caucasus that tends to be Muslim-dominated. In those regions, there is a very strong Islamic contingent there. And if you remember back in the 90s, there was quite a bit of bloodshed there. There was a war that was fought between Chechenian separatists and the Russian government. So, you know, it is sort of a hotbed.
Despite Russia rebuilding the area, high unemployment rates and a lack of hope persist. But without the hope of Christ, anyone is susceptible to destructive ideologies like the ones ISIS uses to recruit fighters. Yet there's still hope through the gospel. At missionnews.org, see how churches are sharing Christ in the area and find out how you can be praying. And most six-year-olds are bundles of energy, only becoming tired after a day of playing. But for one little girl we're going to call Mary, life isn't anything like that. Mary was born in the slums of Ghana, and she was born with a hole in her heart. Sadly, her parents couldn't afford the proper treatment. Brianne McCoy of Compassion International.
Since 6 months to now, she's been living with this condition, this hole in her heart. And it just makes life very difficult for her. She can't play without running out of breath. She can't walk long distances without needing to sit down.
Compassion, who just found out about Mary last May, has started a GoFundMe page to raise money for a life-changing, life-saving surgery. And sponsors like you can help release children like Mary from that poverty in Jesus' name. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.